available at your nearest MTN service center today. MTN, everywhere you go.
Their shows can be streamed, high schools can be beaten, and business meetings can be held. And Fibercom is the pulse of Zambian and African connectivity that makes it happen. Whether it's the perfect movie night and gaming with fiber to home, seamless connection at the office with fiber to business, wireless internet at unbeatable prices, corporate VPN that makes any place your office, or keeping your subscribers connected with a hotel re-sign, we've got the best packages to meet your needs with lightning-fast internet and data transfer speeds. Visit www.fibercom.co.zm or email us at sales@fibercom.co.zm. You can also contact us on +260-211-365-382 or +260-972-451-451. Fibercom, your absolute connection. Bringing you the fresh news from Lusaka, Zimbabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
You are tuned in to Power 91.3 FM, the evening news headlines. NDI releases pre-election assessment report calling for impartial application of Public Order Act. Governance expert says ECZ working under serious pressure to deliver credible August polls. In international news, at least 20 people feel dead after a boat capsizes on Uganda's Nyasa River. And in sports, Power Dynamos close in on title as Mines United sink deeper into trouble. With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. A National Democratic Institute, NDI, pre-election assessment mission to Zambia has released its findings and recommendations ahead of the country's general election, scheduled for August 13th. The report highlights concerns over the misuse of the Public Order Act, urging authorities to hold its abuse, to ensure all candidates can campaign freely, and that political parties are able to hold rallies nationwide without restrictions. It calls on the police to enforce the act impartially and consistently for all political actors. Presenting the findings, the head of the delegation, His Excellency Mohamed Ibn Jambas, described the upcoming elections as a crucial milestone for Zambia, testing the nation's progress in consolidating democratic gains made since the 2021 polls. The head of delegation noted significant reforms undertaken by the country, including constitutional, legislative, and policy changes, with particular emphasis on the introduction of the mixed-member proportional representation electoral system. And NDI Regional Director for Southern and Eastern Africa, Jemima Barlow, expressed optimism, stating that with the 100 days remaining before the election, there are clear opportunities for Zambians to take decisive steps toward ensuring a participatory, transparent, and accountable electoral process. Prominent lawyer Dickson Jerry has declared his intention to contest the Lusaka Central parliamentary seat in this year's general elections. Mr. Jerry says his decision follows wide consultations with stakeholders, including family, clergy, youth, women, and senior citizens. He says he also reviewed the Electoral Commission of Zambia delimitation report as part of his assessment. Mr. Jerry notes that his life is deeply rooted in Lusaka Central, where he lives, works, and worships, adding that most of his assets are in the constituency. He has pledged to be an active and accessible member of parliament. On national issues, Mr. Jerry has backed Hakainde Hichilema, saying the president deserves another term. He will seek adoption under the United Party for National Development ahead of the elections. Governance expert Isaac Mwanza says the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, is working under serious pressure to deliver a credible 2026 general election, citing ongoing efforts to align the Electoral Act to the new Constitution Amendment Act No. 13. Mr. Mwanza has, however, warned of potential legal challenges if the government proceeds with the current proposed amendments in the Electoral Process Act Bill. Speaking on the Power FM political podcast, Mr. Mwanza highlighted concerns regarding the timing and the procedures for submitting lists for proportional representation seats noting that while a previous draft required political parties to submit their list of 20 women, 15 youths and 5 persons with disabilities before the election, the bill currently before Parliament suggests these lists be submitted after the polls. President Hakainde Hichilema has emphasized that the commencement of shaft sinking works at Ngoma Mine in Chirawombwe signifies increasing investor confidence in Zambia as a prime business destination and highlights the nation's commitment to being open for investment. The head of state has therefore hailed this development as a significant advancement for Zambia's mining sector and overall economic growth. President Hichilema has commended the partnership behind the Ngoma Mine project, highlighting its anticipated beliefs beyond copper production, such as technology transfer, skills development, infrastructure expansion, and job creation. In addition, President Hichilema urged the mine's management to effectively implement the local content policy to boost the involvement of Zambian suppliers, contractors, and workers. Once fully developed, the Ngoma Mine project is expected to rank among Zambia's leading copper producers. In international news, United States Deputy Secretary of State Christopher Landau reiterated Washington's support for Morocco's sovereignty over Western Sahara in Rabat, urging a swift resolution to a conflict that has been ongoing since 1975. The U.S. reaffirmed its support for Moroccan sovereignty over Western Sahara on Wednesday during a meeting between Landau and Nasser Bourita, Morocco's Minister of Foreign Affairs. Morocco is pushing an autonomy proposal for the region that would give Western Sahara autonomy over social and economic policy, budget and taxation, while Rabat would retain control over foreign relations, the judiciary and currency. Still in international news, search and rescue operations were underway in Western Uganda on Wednesday after a boat capsized on the Mbusa River, with at least 20 people feared dead. More than 30 people were on board when the vessel went down the previous evening. 8 survivors have been found and are receiving medical treatment. Authorities have urged victims' relatives to come forward. Marine police in Kigadi district have launched an inquiry into the cause of the accident. We now take a break and we'll return shortly with sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM. Osaka is your number one hit station. They can bring you the best quality Zambia and the Bundes have to offer. We offer competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact Magazine on plus 260-961-690-486. Business. Power and Waffles Beautiful for Osaka. Number one hit station. Number one hit station. From Osaka, Otagwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureaus. The Power FM News every day at 0630, 1200, and 1745 hours as we keep you informed and updated. And now, the Power FM Sports News.
Power Dynamos moved to the brink of the MTN Super League title after commanding 2-0 victory over Zanaco, opening up a commanding 2-point lead at the summit with just 5 matches remaining. At Arthur Davis Stadium, the league leaders extended their unbeaten run to 16 matches with a composed display. Frederick Mulambia broke the deadlock in the 25th minute, reacting quickest to a loose ball in the box to fire past goalkeeper Lamek Siame. Defender Dominic Chanda sealed the result in the 53rd minute, tapping in from close range after a parried effort from a corner. The result takes Power to 67 points, leaving them needing just 4 more to mathematically secure the title, while second-place Red Arrows were held to a 1-1 draw by Concola Blades. And on that sporting note, it's come to the end of the Power FM Evening News. For more upfront and reliable news, be sure to follow us on Facebook by searching for the Power News Network page. Before we go, here's the headlines once more. NGI releases pre-election assessment report calling for impartial application of Public Order Act. Governance expert says ECZ working under serious pressure to deliver credible August polls. In international news, at least 20 people feared dead after boat capsizes on Uganda's Mutare River. And in sports, Power Dynamos close in on Tanto as Mines United sent Pipa into trouble. This has been the Power 10 Evening News.